My next guest is on the line. He is journalist and commentator Kenneth Mokgatle. We've spoken to him numerous times about Israel. Today, we're bringing it much closer to home. We're going to be talking about the Matlanga Commission. Kenneth, thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners of Chai FM. Thanks for having me.
Kenneth, I'm thinking that maybe it is worth spending a minute or two on just providing a little bit of background as to why the Matlanga Commission was put in place in the first place. Just maybe set out the issues for us, if you will.
Yes, this commission came as a result of the findings by Moerani Commission, which was instituted by the president at the time to investigate the political killings which were taking place largely in KZN, but not only limited to that province, but it went beyond because provinces such as Mpumalanga and Gauteng were also experiencing the same criminality. But the focus was in KZN. And one of the findings or the recommendations was that the political killings task team had to be established. And such team was established to investigate all the cases which were associated to the political killings. And there seems to have been some interference as suggested by or alleged by the provincial commissioner of KZN, Lieutenant General Ntanta Mkhwanazi, whom on the 6th of July this year made those allegations in a press briefing due to his frustrations because he did not know where else to go or which channels to exploit because he had done everything which was at his disposal at the time. He went to the parliament to inform them of his frustrations. Especially on his political seniors who were interfering in the work that they were doing. And President Ramaphosa then took the decision to establish another commission, which is now known as the Matlanga Commission, led by the former Deputy Chief Justice Matlanga. So we are hoping to have this commission for 90 days or something like that, and then it will be wrapped up and we will hear what it will decide. But as far as we know, we've had a lot of commissions, especially under the ANC, and those commissions of inquiry did not yield the positive results.
Dance.
When you look at the value for money, the commission of inquiry we've had, and what they have resolved.
Okay, so that's a whole different issue, and that's a whole nother discussion that we'll have another day. I agree with everything you're saying, but I want to talk about the Matlanga Commission particularly today, because there seems to be contradictory statements made by the then Police Minister Senzo Mchunu versus National Police Commissioner Fani Masamola, one saying that they told President Ramaphosa one thing, the other told that they told him something else. He's been brought into the fray, he's been asked to comment, and he will not. He says he will not comment while a matter is sub judice and ongoing and being heard before the court. What is your take on his decision not to comment on these claims?
Yeah, I think it's best that we should revisit the statement that was made by the former president of the ANC Women's League, Batabile Dlamini, at the time, who said that every ANC leader had a dirty linen. They had a smaller than a skeleton. So it meant that every leader of the ANC had done something wrong, or there was a wrongdoing on their part. So that is what we are seeing in these commissions, as well as the parliamentary ad hoc committee, which is also doing the same thing that is being done by the Matlanga Commission. So what we are hearing now is that a lot of senior leaders of the ANC are being implicated in the wrongdoing, especially regarding the political killing task team. So what we've heard is that President Ramaphosa previously said that he was not involved in any way, and that he was not happy that the the task team was discontinued. But what we are hearing from the suspended minister is that President Cyril Ramaphosa knew that the task team was discontinued. After the disbandment, he then gave him the information, he informed him that it was disbanded, and he approved, he accepted that indeed it was the right decision at that time. But previously, before the commission commenced, he said he did not know anything, and he was furious, he was not happy that it was discontinued. But we now know that it's not true. He knew that it was being discontinued.
Wow.
And so he did not really give the full support to the political killings task team. That is what we are hearing now. And the kind of external influence also, such that comes from the likes of Brown Mohodi and others who are interfering in the work of the police. That is what we are hearing. The leaders and the members of the ENC who are at or who are able to get the information that is classified, the information that should not be in our hands, but at some times it finds its way in the hands of the ANC members who then use this information to compromise the work of the police. That is what we've been hearing, how this Brown Mohodi used this information to really compromise the work that was, the good work that was done by General Mukwana and others, other members of the SAPS. So we can really see at display the feuds and the factions within the intelligence and the entire criminal justice system, especially the SAPS as an organization. We now know that there are two groupings, and these two groupings, the other ones are being supported by suspended minister Senzo Mkunu, and the other one is fighting with Senzo Mkunu. We know that the national commissioner is not in good terms with the suspended minister. That is why the information at times does not correspond with each other. The other one says something else, and then the other one contradicts what has been said.
Kenneth, I don't have too much time. I've got about 2.5 minutes left. But, I mean, the implications on governance are just difficult to comprehend. They are so broad. This commission has touched, the rot has just touched on so many high-profile key figures in this country. It appears like the name, well, maybe Julius Malema has been mentioned and linked to certain underworld figures. The death of former Police Minister Natim Tetwa in Paris, that's been linked into this. Whistleblowers and witnesses, they've reported threats to their safety, prompting some hearings to be held in secret. I mean, boy, oh boy, did you expect when this commission was established that it was going to go to these kind of issues?
No, I think what we are seeing now is the information that people had, but it coming from the reputable people who are working in this kind of environment, especially when you listen to the witnesses, the witness A and the witness B today, who are giving the revelations of what is happening in the environment at which they are working. Then you can really see the frustrations of good South Africans, good SAPS officials who are committed to fighting crime, and they are being frustrated by the political bosses. There's that particular connection between the drug cartels, the politicians, yes, and the administrators in government who are enabling the kind of crime that is taking place. So people know about this particular web of corruption that is taking place. But General Mkhwanazi and other good citizens of South Africa who are working hard, they were able to risk their lives because they are dealing with very dangerous people such as KT Molefe, Kat Matlala, and others who are able to call the shots, who are controlling very powerful politicians. So this is very, very unprecedented in South Africa. It used to happen in the US, but they somehow dealt with it in the 1970s.
Kenneth, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for keeping us up to date, and I'm going to rely on you to continue keeping us up to date with all developments in that regard. Really interesting discussion today. Thank you.